It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. In case you hadn't noticed, there's a presidential election this year. Michigan's presidential primary is just 2 weeks away. And joining us is the longest-serving and current chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer. Mr. Brewer, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Michigan is turning into a battleground state in the Republican primary. Michigan is an open state, so that means Democrats and Republicans can choose which party's primary they want to vote in. Considering that President Obama is uncontested on the Democratic ballot, are Democratic voters going to show up to the polls on February 28th?
Well, there's been a history in this state of both Republicans and Democrats crossing over in these primary situations. In the 1970s, Republicans crossed over into our primary and voted for George Wallace. There apparently were crossover votes in 2000 when George Bush and John McCain were on the primary ballot and the Democratic ballot was relatively uncontested. So we discourage it. We don't encourage people to engage in crossover voting, but I believe it will occur.
And the goal of crossover voting is basically to spoil the primary for the other party, correct?
I think that is the goal of those voters, that they're engaging in what's called strategic voting. That somehow they think that by voting in the other party's primary, they may impact who the ultimate nominee is.
I want to ask you, you said you're discouraging voters from doing crossover voting. Why discourage that action?
Well, it's our belief as a party that Democrats should nominate the Democratic candidate and Republicans should nominate the Republican candidate. That's what primaries and caucuses are for. It's for the adherents, the supporters of each political party, to determine for themselves who their best candidate is, and then let all of the voters decide in the general election. We certainly don't want Republicans showing up and interfering and crossing over and voting in our processes, and that's why we discourage Democrats from doing the same thing. That being said, people are people. This has occurred before, and I fully expect it'll happen again on the 28th.
Now, Michigan Democrats are holding caucuses on May 5th. What message do you plan to give to people who are dissatisfied with Mr. Obama's first term in office? Why do you think he's a good choice for Michigan?
Well, I think elections are about choices. And when you contrast the record of Barack Obama with any of the candidates on the Republican side, it's very clear that he's been on the side of us here in Michigan, starting with the rescue of the domestic auto industry, which all the Republicans oppose, including Mitt Romney, who famously said, let Detroit go bankrupt. But he's been a friend of ours on other issues as well. Advanced battery manufacturing, transportation money to keep teachers and police and firefighters on the payroll here in Michigan, a big supporter of protecting the Great Lakes. So on issue after issue, the president has really been on our side in contrast to the record that the Republicans will present.
Along with the presidential election, all of the House seats in Michigan are also up for election in November. What is the Democratic strategy to try to win back the House, which would shift the state away from full Republican majorities?
It is a very straightforward strategy, talking about the disastrous policies that have been implemented in the last year by the Republican legislature and the governor. You know, whether it's cutting business taxes, taxes for big corporations in the state by $1.8 billion, and basically paying for that by cutting public education by $1 billion, cutting back dramatically on revenue sharing. A lot of damage has been done to the state through the votes of the Republican legislature in the last year, and we're going to take that record to the voters of Michigan this fall.
Mark Brewer is the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. Mr. Brewer, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.